This is Harry Thompson from the BBC News, here today with Harry Thompson.
With a P.
It is 9 o'clock here at the broadcasting station, and as always, we are here to provide you with our usual update.
Let us start with the breaking news for this morning, the 20th of March.
We have special intel saying that the King has just arrived in London.
The King has just arrived in London, back from his stay in Windsor Castle.
He was merrily welcomed back by all the citizens.
Though he has a long day of meetings ahead of him.
We have special information for all the citizens near London.
As you know, air raids can happen at any moment, and have already happened recently.
If you hear this alarm... you must quickly run to your shelter...
that you have in your house.
And if you aren't at home, quickly proceed to the underground, where you will stay until the second alarm blares.
Which is when you can come out.
Parents, do not worry. Schools have been given special gas masks for your children that they will distribute promptly.
Remember, kids, wear your gas masks.
Now, for the war report.
Here with us today is RAF General McCann.
Please call me James.
As you wish.
So James, tell us a bit about the RAF's progress.
Yes, so the RAF is resisting Hitler's forces, though, as we all know, they have decided to bomb civilians.
Ah, yes. Even Buckingham Palace was bombed a couple days ago.
It's a real problem for everyone here.
But don't fret. We're planning a counterattack.
But remember...
keep silent and you'll keep them safe.
So, back to the report. Yesterday was the worst bombing of London. So, far this year, with heavy damage from incendiary bombs, and Plymouth and Bristol were bombed too.
Tell us though, what do you, as a British general, believe the German strategy is?
They believe as much as we do in the cult of offensive. They will do everything in their power to damage us, in order to avoid being damaged. The problem for them will be if they are attacked from the other side, in which case they will have to retreat. It is for that reason that we have in constant communication with our allies.
And how is it playing out?
Obviously, they are currently bombing us, which is working. But the bravery that we have been seeing and the methods we are using to resist to their attacks are extremely effective. I believe that if all the British men, women and children are and remain united, though, these difficult times as a nation, we will defeat the Germans once and for all.
Thank you for those inspiring words, General.
Thank you very much.
It was my pleasure, gentlemen. Hello, and we are back. Unfortunately, Harry had to leave because he had to deal with a crisis. Don't fret, he will be back tomorrow. I, Charles Chamberlain, will take his place. And now...
and now, we will hear from our American reporter in London, George Frumaway, who will comment on the general situation.
A pleasure to be here, as always.
Tell us, George, do you think that we are having major economic deficits considering our actual position in this war?
As far as inflation goes, we are, as expected, meeting very high prices and the demand is rising considerably and isn't being followed by the offer, unfortunately.
What about the Germans? How do you think they are handling this issue?
Well, they are obviously having a rough time, and I can assure you that they suffer from this issue more than us.
That is reassuring.
Indeed. And as the result of our rationing program, we will hold much more than them, due to the fact that they will eventually run out of food.
Brilliant! What about weapons and industry?
We aren't the biggest weapon producers, and the German Air Force often target our industries, but our allies provide us with the necessary, and it shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, that's good to know.
Well, Joel Trimaway, thank you for being here with us today.
The pleasure was mine.
And now, straight from Southwest London, SW7 to be more precise, we are happy to present to you... Mr. Gary Chapman.
Oh, hi there. My name is Gary Chapman.
Yes, we already presented you.
So what now?
We will ask you questions that you will answer very frankly...
and very carefully.
I can do that, okay.
So, tell us, Gary, how are you holding up with the bombings?
Well, honestly, it could be better.
Oh, happy to hear you are doing well.
That's not what I said.
What did you say then?
Well, I can't remember, actually.
Just a misunderstanding. That is what it was.
Yes, I suppose so, but...
Yes?
Yes! Our morale will never fall. We stand united as a country and will stand.
Those are the words you want to hear.
Thank you for taking your time with us today, Gary.
No problem.
And this is the end of our daily edition here at the BBC.
As always, thank you for tuning in and we will see you tomorrow.